Andre, can you just take us through the last maybe 72 hours or so and what that's been like?
72 hours, I think. Last 24 hours, it would be, I don't know. You know, I'm 29, it's part of the business. I've been around for a while to know that that this can happen, and it happened. So that's pretty much what I can say. I'm with the Moose now, and we'll see what happens next.
You knew that there was a lot of competition this year, but were you surprised when they told you?
Well, I can't kind of read between the lines, so a little bit I was surprised, but at the same time, we were three goalies over there, so like I said, I've been around for a while to expect everything, and you know, I've been here through the lot, and so I'm kind of ready for everything, especially here in Winnipeg. So it a little bit surprised me, but you know, I'm not disappointing or something. It's just it what it is, and it's nothing what I can do about it right now.
Well, your mindset now moving forward, just kind of how are you going to approach things?
Well, I didn't play the AHL for a while, so I'm going to be honest, I don't know what to expect at all. I don't know what the plan is. You know, just it's my job. It's my job to get ready for a game and play the game. So, you know, I'm pretty sure I'd be ready.
How hard is this?
Yeah, everybody wants to play the best league in the world, that's for sure. And once you get that taste, the National League, you want to stay there and play as long as you can. But, you know, like I said, I know what's going on around where the NHL is going with the young players. Everybody wants to play the young goalies, young players. Look at the lineup for Jets. You know, a lot of rookies so make the team, and that's the way it is around the NHL. So, you know, it's hard, but it's what it is.
When did you first think? You mentioned the writing on the wall or read between the lines. When did you first suspect this might be?
We went through a difficult year last year. We didn't make the playoffs. So every time you didn't make the playoffs, you're expecting the changes, and the change came. So,
you played just one preseason game and you had a shutout. How fair a chance do you think you got, or was the decision maybe made before camp even started?
I don't know if it didn't make a hard decision for coaches or not. I just get ready for training camp and play the one game. I've been told to play one game and came back from the World Cup, get a few practice and play the one game. I mean, right after I kind of knew what's going to happen. You know, I play one game, another goalies play three or two. So, like I said, I was a little bit surprised, but that's pretty much it.
Was that fair?
Fair, you know, it's a competition. It's absolutely up to the coach or up to the management what they want to do, what decision they making, and you have to respect that. And if it's not fair or not, I think it's not the point. You know, what's fair in life? I mean, it's it what it is, and I don't think it's matter right now if it's fair or not.
Andre, what to motivate you now? Then, I mean, is it a situation where you're playing for a contract for next year, you're planning to get back with the big club, you want to help the Moose win? What motivates you now?
Well, I'm under the contract till end of the year, and you know, play my best. That's my goal, to win the next game. I mean, I don't look ahead that much. You know, just have a good practice now and get ready for the first game, and whatever happened. I don't think it's in my hands right now, but we'll see.
How many games do you think you'll get this year?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, coach hasn't mentioned how he would work you in Calgary at all at this point.
No, I didn't talk to Pascal yet. I'm going to talk to him right now. And I don't know what their plan is. And, you know, we have to discuss that. But, you know, we'll see.
You have to war with a lot of the guys that are still on the ice with you now for the last couple of years, which I guess is some comfort, but there's some guys you probably maybe haven't even spoken to yet. How does that sit with you? Because it's a different group.
Well, I know a lot of guys in the dressing room. I know the people around the team because we've been together, you know, in a one practice ring. So, you know, that make make it easy. You know, I know the coach. I play for Pazzi as a head coach in back in the junior, so I know him. That's helped a lot too. He helped me in the juniors, and I'm gonna try to help him now. I mean, it's a difficult time of year, but you know, I don't know what's gonna happen. You know, that's the way it is, and I have to deal with it.
There's an old saying that if life hands you a lemon, you can make lemonade. How can you make lemonade out of this? How do you do that?
How are you going to deal with it?
Make the best. How would you make the best?
How are you going to make the best? You know, work hard in the practice and try to win the game. You know, if you want to be back in NHL, that you have to show it in AHL, and that's pretty much what I can do right now.
What's your best memory from the American Hockey League winning the Calder Cup with Chicago?
Yeah, absolutely. It was my first year pro, and we won the championship. So that was a great memory. But that league changed a lot. I mean, it's, a lot of young guys played at that league back in the days. It was older guys, you know, not too many young guys, and I was the youngest one, I think, in the team with Brian Little. So that's too far, and I it's a different league now. So I will see. I don't know what to expect. So we'll see how the things go.
Andre, did you watch the waiver wire? Do you kind of were you hoping that there was some interest out there? Did you watch it this morning?
Well, I watched. Well, I was worried about it 24 hours. I mean, of course, I was hoping that somebody picked me up. But again, I've been around for a while. You know, with my contract, and this time of year, that's pretty tough. So I was 99% sure that I'm going to be sent down.